If anyone thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his heart, this person's religion is worthless. That's what James says in James chapter 1, verse 26. Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. This specific word, religious, is found nowhere else in the Bible, but it refers to those external observances of public worship, such as attendance and almsgiving, prayer and fasting. Paul uses a form of the word in Acts chapter 26 when he is speaking of his former life as a Pharisee. It's a very Greek word and not one that's used to describe true Christian worship. In other words, it was used frequently to describe the outward forms of Greek pagan worship. A worshiper would perform rites and rituals trying to earn and buy a god's love and appease his wrath. This type of religion goes to church, knows the songs, says a prayer, knows when to sit down and stand up during a service, and may even give money. It looks like Christian faith and acts like Christian faith when at church. But this type of religion is also reckless when it walks out the church doors, as James makes clear when he says that that type of religion is of no help in bridling the tongue. In the end, James calls this type of religion worthless. It's of no value to anyone. Worthless religion, religion that is of no value to anyone, looks like genuine faith when it's at church, but when it's somewhere else, it's guided by different principles. And that person is deceived. It's not hypocrisy. A hypocritical person attempts to fool other people and may even get away with it to some extent. But the one who is fooled in our text is this so-called religious person. He's hypocritical to himself. He deceives his own heart. He has too high opinion of himself and is a profession of faith. He flatters himself, and it's a fatal position to be in. And James is telling us this because he desires that we assess our own professions of faith and the lives that we lead. So how about it? I challenge you to spend more time in this particular verse and in prayer, letting the Word of God do its work by the Spirit of God. When you pray today, please remember John Boehnlein and his wife Brenda, our missionaries in Michigan. Also, remember the Mompruly Life Word broadcast in Ghana.